Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with our ace producer, Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show for this Tuesday, January 14th, 2014. We are live each weekday, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. And during this noon hour, we'll start things off with Terry Bracey, the Buckmaster contributor in Washington, D.C. Then about 20 minutes or so past the hour, it's our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Shelley has a kind of a thumbs-up, moderate smile on his face. That means a little bit of movement on the upside on the Dow. We'll find out more from Shell. Then 30 minutes past the hour, our monthly technology segment presented by Cox Business. Then we will talk about the efforts to reintroduce the thick-billed parrot to southern Arizona. If you have a comment or question, you're always invited on the Buckmaster Show live line. And we also invite you to check us out on Facebook. Nice, sizable following there, and we're easy to find. It's Bill Buckmaster. Joining us now from the nation's capital, Terry Bracey. Terry is our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. He's enjoyed a long and distinguished career, which began as a key aide to Congressman Morris Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He is senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, and that firm represents and has for a number of years represented the city of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project. Terry, it's always a pleasure to have you and welcome you back to the show.
Thanks so much, Bill. I'm glad you have me on.
Well, before we start in on what's going on in the nation's capital, I want to mention your interesting op-ed from last Friday in the Arizona Daily Star. As you know, we talked a little bit about it on our Friday Reporters Roundtable with our team of reporters. You talked about the need to restore a sense of optimism here in Tucson and across the country.
Well, Bill, I feel deeply about that. Optimism is good medicine for a lot of problems. Not unrealistically, but I found that the reaction to my op-ed was probably the best reaction I've ever gotten from a piece of writing. Many, many emails and many, many Tucsonans who shared my view. Sure, there are problems, but on the whole, we're in the midst of a long-term recovery that I believe, and many do, that will bring a new era of growth to Tucson. And, you know, in general, look at the stock market, which when Obama came into office, when the president came into office, was hovering close to 6,000. It's gone from 6,000 to 16,000. Unemployment is still a real problem, but it's has gone from double digit to less than 7%. And most importantly, I think we've discovered new supplies of natural gas that will last decades if we find that it can be recovered environmentally with the deep extraction techniques that have been discovered. Our imports of foreign liquid energy have fallen from 60% to 36% in just a decade. So if fracking is found to be environmentally tolerable, the impact on the American economy is going to be profound. And I wrote about it. I said we'll reverse our balance of trade, strengthen the dollar. Most important, the cheap and abundant energy will underwrite a new era of American manufacturing. And that'll bring the jobs that we've been waiting for. So, Bill, there's every reason for optimism. And yet I point out that constantly in Washington and to some extent in Tucson, we hear so much negativity. Our society was built by optimists, and the answers to our current problems can't be solved by pessimists. So that's kind of what I had to say, and it was well received.
Well, I tend to agree with you about the negativity versus pessimism. I would prefer in this area to look at the glass being half full. Terry, turning to the moment in Washington, this is kind of, I guess, from a public perception anyway, a dead period. But really, I guess there's a lot of action behind the scenes. Is that correct?
Yeah, Bill, that is correct. We're at the point of the year where the whole government is now huddled preparing for the president's State of the Union message. You know, it's interesting. This is once was sent to Congress by mail, but now it's the major media event of the opening season.
Well, was the State of the Union always that big a deal?
No. Well, it started out. President Washington delivered the first State of the Union to Congress personally. But thereafter, it was simply a written message which was sent up to Congress once a year until the Woodrow Wilson. And Wilson decided to go to Capitol Hill. He had World War One and everything else going on, and make his case personally. And every president since has done that. And what once was thought of as simply a message to Congress is now really a message to the American people.
Terry Bracey is with us on the Buckmaster Show. So, Terry, Washington really kind of operates on its own clock, doesn't it?
It does, Bill. It's a funny thing. As the State of the Union is being delivered, we end one clock and we begin another. So all the agencies of the federal government, even as the president is asking Congress for his program for 2014, much of the rest of the government is moving ahead on 2015. They're already assembling their needs, their requests, and preparing to send that over to the Office of Management and Budget, which oversees the federal budget clock. So all of that goes on quietly behind the scenes, and we only hear about 5 or 6% of really the issues that come up because they're very controversial.
You know, we have heard a lot about this spirit of cooperation. What do you think might get done in this upcoming session, Terry?
Well, Bill, I'm an incurable optimist, so take this with a grain of salt. But I think it's possible if the temperament of Congress continues to reflect the spirit of the recent budget compromise. I think a lot can be done. The first test is this week, whether they move ahead and actually pass this huge appropriation package, $1.1 trillion, and that'll be the first real indication. Those appropriations, by the way, really impact Arizona and Tucson in a major way. You know, from Davis-Monthan and Raytheon to activities on the Colorado River to fighting forest fires to transportation funding and resources for our police and fire departments, Tucson is greatly impacted by federal appropriations. So if that goes well, sitting there in conference and ready to go, if we can get some cooperation, is a big and badly needed Water Resources Act that could affect the Colorado River. And I also think, and most importantly, that we'll see a serious attempt by the Speaker to bring some resolution to the immigration issue in the House. And that's the biggest and most needed reform. There's a chance, Bill, optimist here, that the second session of Congress could be very productive.
Terry, you mentioned the new methods of oil and gas recovery as a major factor, and indeed I agree with you, but that doesn't rule out the potential environmental problems. Just take a look at what is going on currently, the crisis in West Virginia.
Yeah, that's the key issue. Can this so-called fracking be done in such a way as to protect our precious water supplies? In West Virginia, the spill really has nothing to do with fracking, but it makes the point. I think it's a methanol-based substance used as a foaming agent, and the processing of coal has been allowed to leak from an old tank hanging over the Elk River, and that river provides drinking water for 300,000 people. For a week or more, West Virginians have been living on bottled water, or if they're lucky enough, their own wells. And this is a state which has been victim of mountaintop strip mining and a history of polluted rivers, and was the principal target of Mo Udall's historic strip mining bill, which eliminated the worst practices, but spills continue. So you can imagine what might have happened to Arizona water users had this occurred in the Colorado. That's the bad news. On the good news side, you look, say, at the state of Michigan, where there have been 10,000 of these wells cracked without a single environmental consequence of any real importance. So the technology is there, and if the regulation is well done, it ought to work.
And if it's not well done, it could be certainly ruined by the poor regulation.
If it's not well done, we're really in trouble.
So you think fracking is here to stay, Terry?
Bill, I do. If you fly over the country and look down, it is everywhere. It is everywhere. And state of Pennsylvania is a case in point. I was flying not long ago, and good Lord, there are mines all over the place. Not mines, but wells all over the place. So, yeah, I think fracking's here to stay. The question is, how successfully will it be regulated? Again, as an optimist, I believe American industry is working with government, and I think they can meet this challenge. If we do, natural gas will provide the bridge fuel, I think, to get us fully to the era of renewable energy. And, boy, I'd love to be around to see that happen.
Okay, Terry Bracey, we're going to have to run. Terry, thank you very much. We'll look forward to your visit with us in February. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Moncada Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Chris Moncada and his team specialize in interior painting, drywall repair, carpentry, insurance restoration. The number is 520-390-2247. If you missed that number, you can give us a call here on the Buckmaster Show. We'll gladly give it to you, or you can check him out on the web, Moncada, M-O-N-C-A-D-A, construction.com. And yes, they welcome credit cards. They will welcome talking to you. We'll be right back.
I'm Tony Penn, President and CEO of the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. We can help you receive all the tax credits and deductions for which you are eligible. We're putting thousands of dollars back into our local economy. For more information, visit UnitedWayTucson.org or call 211.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Tucson Desert Art Museum.
Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanqueverty Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
If you are a low to moderate income family or individual, you can get your taxes filed for free. With United Way's Tax Preparation Program, IRS certified volunteers help prepare and file your state and federal income taxes. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org or call 211.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, www.shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how's the new year going for you?
The new year is great, Bill, and we're just as excited as can be to be kind of starting a new phase in my career as I kind of terminate my relationship with the credit union and go out as an independent.
I know how that feels.
Learning how to say that word, you know.
Knowing how that feels. Yeah. Happened to me about 3 years ago, and it's a great feeling, though. It can be a little scary at the beginning, but it is.
And I bridged it by staying with LPL and staying with my organization up in Phoenix. The only difference is I don't have to be at the bank at 5 or at 9 to 5.
How does that affect your clients?
Well, the clients that are credit union clients will stay there, and I have a successor. And those who have been my clients will stay with me. And of course, you know, it's people's money. They can do anything they like. but it's going to give me more time to service my private clients the way I'd like to, and also more time to travel and spend a little bit, you know, more private time. So that's
more
great.
Time enjoying life.
Yeah.
Market performance so far this year has been kind of a roller coaster, hasn't it?
So far, you know, we said there was going to be profit taking, and last year was, let's call it, irrationally exuberant. So as people adjust their portfolios coming into the year, the real question is, was last year's market gain irrationally exuberant? Did it run ahead of corporate profits? And what we're seeing is that there's, number one, some profit taking, but also some caution about whether or not, you know, right now the forward-looking price-to-earnings ratio is as high as it's been in 7 years. Not as high as it's been historically. It's still below historical highs, but as high as it's been in a while. And so that gives investors a little bit of caution about saying, you know, maybe we need to rebalance things. We need to flee to quality rather than some of the sectors that have independently done very, very well. And I think that's what we're seeing in the market right now. We saw a very bad day yesterday, a pretty good day today. Up and down. Volatility is the word of the day or the word of the month so far.
We're down a couple of percent, aren't we, on the year?
Just one.
Oh, 1%. kind of feels like.
Yeah.
Feels like a little more, but anyway, Shelley Fishman is with us. It is our Tuesday Moneymaker Report, and it is a Tuesday on the Buckmaster Show. And Shelley, we hear a lot about annuities, and it's confusing to those that don't understand what it is, the way they are sold, on and on and on it goes.
Yeah, and what called it to mind, there was a MarketWatch article, I think, yesterday that popped up, but also something that happened to me over the weekend. I was at a reception, a wedding reception for a client, and the client had their in-laws in town from California, and the in-laws are in their 60s, not in-laws, well, in-laws, yeah, brother and sister-in-law, and he had a 401k, and there is pressure on that person from a salesperson to roll that 401k into an annuity, and we see a lot of that. We see annuity salespeople allying themselves with organizations, sometimes unions, sometimes churches, sometimes other public organizations, pretending to be retirement specialists, and they're only there to sell annuities. Now, you know, I have to say up front that sometimes annuities of the various kinds are the right things to do or part of the right mix of an investment portfolio. But this person was being encouraged to take his entire 401k, which is all they have, and roll it into an annuity that would lock up the money essentially for 9 years.
What would the advantage of that be?
Well, there are some guarantees that come with annuities. Mm-hmm. And so when you buy those riders, they very often come with guarantees of income for the rest of your life.
But for 9 years?
Well, that's right. Oh. Very often these annuities have very long penalty periods. Now, why do salespeople want to sell annuities? Because the commissions are outrageously high. And so the salesperson is not incented in any way to do a thorough financial analysis for that person. They're only incented to sell the annuity. And in some kinds of annuities, you don't need a securities license or even a license called a Series 6 that allows you to sell variable products. All you need is a life insurance license. And so there's no real accountability, and it just drives me nuts. And when I see it, I just know that there are people who are signing up for this without really knowing what they're doing. And so my advice to people is really understand what's in that annuity, get a second or a third opinion before you buy it, and the minute you get any sales pressure, like you got to do this right away, or this is the best thing, or anything that even smells a little bit of sales pressure, you know, recite after me, I'll get back to you.
Yeah, what makes it so attractive? What's the hook, the sales hook for these?
Well, the sales hook is the guarantees. The sales hook is that, you know, depending upon the kind of annuity you buy, that the insurance company, and annuities are always sold through an insurance company, is on the hook if the market goes down. But what they don't tell you is you can't always get that money in cash. Sometimes you have to take it as an income stream over the period of your life. They don't necessarily tell you just how long you're tying the money up. And if you've only got $50,000 or $60,000 in a 401k, that's your entire retirement. You can't afford to put that all into an annuity. In fact, at LPL, we have a policy that says no more than 50% of your liquid assets can be in an annuity. Otherwise, they won't approve it.
Wow. Shelley Fishman with us, our Tuesday Money Maker Report. Shelley, so the market, we've talked a little bit about how it's off. You say there's a profit taking going on, but it just seems like it's kind of like after the new year, things are sort of like the doldrums right now.
Well, it seems to be. Actually, the trading volumes are up a little
bit.
They? People are getting in back in. You know, I think what we need to see is some results in the first quarter. We need to see what the Fed is doing about certain things. We need to see this budget deal go down. I mean, Terry was right spot on in so many of the things he was saying in the previous interview. And it's not just optimism. It's good analysis that shows that things are just improving so much. And a lot of the so-called headwinds are being removed. We're going to have a really good year in the economy, Bill. I think we're going to have a really average year in the markets. But given what we had last year, it is going to be just fine.
Shelly Fishman with us, and Shelly, as he mentioned, has kind of launched now. It's like someone that had been with a rock band for a while, and now he's gone off and doing solo.
There you go. I like the
there
solo.
There you go.
Idea.
Yeah, doing solo, and you've redesigned the website too.
I have. The website's redesigned, and really trying to understand as we go into this period of market normalcy. How to best serve my clients in a more normal market. I knew how to do it, and during period of real retrenchment and some economic turmoil. But as we get into normalcy, that's going to require a lot of analysis on my part and a lot of close work with my clients.
Best way to get a hold of you?
Through the Buckmaster
show.com. And we'll link you there.
Absolutely. And that's probably, or, you know, 9400884 is my office number, or shellyfishman.com.
Thank you, Shelly. Have a
Thank
great
you,
week.
Bill. You too.
Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Florida judge has ordered a 71-year-old retired police officer held without bond on a charge that he shot a man dead in a movie theater. Curtis Reeves charged with second-degree murder in the death of 43-year-old Chad Olson yesterday. At least two children are hospitalized after a gunman opened fire today at a middle school in Roswell, New Mexico. Police say they have a suspect in custody. Businesses and restaurants have reopened today in downtown Charleston, West Virginia. They have been shut down since a chemical spill into a river, which led authorities last Thursday to order that about 300,000 residents stop using tap water for anything other than flushing toilets. On Wall Street, the Dow trading about 89 points higher. The NASDAQ is up 63. The S&P 17 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The important message you're about to hear is brought to you by Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona.
Is your water hard to live with? Are you tired of water that tastes bad and smells bad too? Do you have hard water buildup on your shower walls, tile, and faucets? Are you tired of dry skin and dull hair? Are you tired of dingy laundry? What about premature replacing of faucets, fixtures, dishwashers, and water heaters? Well, it's time to do something about it, and Culligan Water of Tucson has a solution. A high-efficiency water softener that can eliminate these problems for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental with an annual service agreement. It's easy. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700 for complete details on this introductory offer. This is a limited-time offer, so call us today and start enjoying all the benefits and the savings of a Culligan high-efficiency water softener now. Remember, 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
As we approach 12:36 on this Tuesday afternoon, once a month here on the Buckmaster Show, we spotlight one of the Cox business clients, and we talk about how they're using technology in their business. Our technology series is presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. Today we welcome to the Buckmaster Show Stephanie Bermudez, Community Manager for Connect Co-working Tucson. Stephanie, good to see you.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about this concept, this co-working concept.
Sure. Co-working is now a movement. Essentially, what's happening is co-working spaces are popping up all over the world. The change of mobility in which people are working is changing altogether. So just a few years ago, we were still comfortable working in traditional office environments. But as I'm sure a lot of us remember, in the late 90s, there was a lot of advertising and encouragement for people to work out of their homes. Technology was increasing, and we were allowed the flexibility to be able to work from our home environments and to kind of relieve some pressure off of our traditional corporate settings or office environments. Throughout the years, the cubicles that were provided by businesses began to decrease. And as technology grew, we didn't really need to be in an office environment. So corporate settings allowed their employees more flexibility. And with the last recession that we just are coming out of, a lot of people have realized that now is the time to follow the American dream again and start new businesses. But these businesses that people are starting are not traditional businesses. They're idea-based companies, small tech companies.
It's kind of bringing these people together then under one roof, right?
It is. That's exactly what this space is doing. It's allowing these companies that would otherwise be working from home or out of coffee houses which both aren't ideal environments. You work from home. There's a lot of distractions. You forget that you're supposed to be working because your home environment is not conducive to working. And then in coffee shops, you know, there might be noises, distractions, and doesn't offer credibility. There's not meeting spaces, so on and so forth. So
maybe too many cups of coffee.
Too many cups of coffee, and then you can't focus. That's right.
Yeah. Give us an overview, then, of the facility and the service offerings that Connect Coworking Tucson has.
Okay. Connect Coworking is a shared work environment for the individuals that we just talked about. It's a 14,000 square foot collaborative workspace in downtown Tucson in the Rialto building. So think of Rialto Theater. Think of those beautiful, mesmerizing green balconies when you're traveling down Congress Street. You know what's up there. Connect is currently being built out in that space. It's all of the second level, 12,000 square feet up on the second level, including the big green balconies, and then also a patio that's being built out in the back, and 2,000 square feet of a work lab on the lower level.
It's going to be a beautiful facility.
It's an incredible facility.
And in the it's alive in that downtown, kind of coming alive the way it is. It's you really kind of feel the energy down there.
Right. So the real estate is absolutely beautiful. It's right in the heart of Tucson, as you mentioned. We're right through the link of the modern streetcar that's currently being dealt near parking garages. I know parking's always a concern for people who are coming into the downtown area. In a wonderful historic building, and what we really hope to get from Connect is to really build it as a true entrepreneurial hub right in the heart of our downtown community.
Stephanie, tell me a little bit about the profile of your typical client for Connect Coworking Tucson.
Sure. So when co-working started, the concept was a lot about, you know, the freelancers, the developers, the creative class individuals that were stuck in a corporate setting that weren't necessarily happy because they weren't respected, they were misunderstood. Well, since then, co-working has taken a shift and has become more open to a broader audience of individual. So our ideal customer would be anybody who's currently working from home, and there's a lot of industries that are now working from home. Anybody who's a corporate refugee who's gotten away from the corporate world and needs a space to work out of. And it's also the people who are stuck in boring executive suites that might feel a little bit of isolation, and their businesses may have come to plateaued because they need to be inspired by other like-minded individuals in a creative environment.
So then these clients would pay for the space? Is that how it works, Stephanie?
We do have. We offer different tiers of membership in our space to offer maximum flexibility. So you would be able to occupy space at Connect on a daily basis, to something a little bit more flexible on a monthly basis, to a dedicated desk, to something more permanent like a private office.
Well, technology obviously has to play a major role, and Cox, I know, has been very good to you people.
They have. We love working with Cox. Cox will be our internet service provider. Obviously, internet is the key component, right, when you're thinking about opening a space, because we all depend on it so much now.
It's the driver.
We're running our businesses.
It's the driver,
it is.
Right? Correct. Yeah.
So we do have our own fiber going into the building, and we'll have really reliable internet provided by Cox, and also our phone services will be provided by them.
What is the future of this Connect Coworker?
It's predicted that within the next 5 years, currently there are 20 million Americans working from home.
Really? That many?
That many. Within the next 5 years, that's going to double. Within the next 5 years, 40 million Americans are going to be working from home and working under different industries. And co-working can be done in a lot of ways. It could be, I've been afforded the opportunity to visit a lot of co-working places in San Francisco, and there are co-working spaces for all Christians, all women, all tech, all attorneys. Our co-working space here downtown is going to really be a mix of different groups to really help inspire collaboration. So it's anybody like small tech companies like TechSoEasy to the eQuires to the Ciscos and the Ubers of the world. We're hoping to really bring in talent and inspire collaboration in our space, and we want it to be an entrepreneurial hub in our downtown community and service that way. And there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of operational stuff that we're working on to truly make that happen.
Is it dog friendly?
It is dog friendly.
You can bring your dog to
work. You can kick your shoes off. You can play ping pong and foosball and shuffleboard in our space. You can shower in our showering facilities and change your clothes in spa-like changing rooms. There is beer on tap all the time.
Oh,
there is coffee. And then all the other things that we need for business, right? Like meeting rooms and conference rooms and...
Stephanie, let's take a quick question. One of our listeners has a question for you about the concept. Matthew, go ahead. You're with Stephanie Bermudez.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Stephanie. First of all, I really think you're doing a wonderful job next to, I said to the Downtown Tucson Partnership, I think your thing is a great thing to that.
Thank you.
What you're doing. I use, I'm on the east side. I use the Office Depot a lot. And I always say to people, if it wasn't for Office Depot, it's just so simple to go in there. But what you're doing is you're adding an unbelievable value. Now my question is, because yours are you working with also the other startup? I think it's Justin's startup Tucson.
Absolutely.
And also, the big thing is the Arizona Technology Council keeps bringing up with the legislature is we've got to get venture capital into Downtown Tucson, and I hope you're working with them and working with the idea of how do we, get these people into an office setting so that they can bring up these ideas
mm-hmm.
and then see it become an opportunity for them to reach out to venture capitalists.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of really great things that are happening in our downtown community, and we have built partnerships with the startup ecosystem, especially with groups like Justin Williams from Startup Tucson or Curtis Gunn from Desert Angels. We work closely with Arizona Tech Company and the Tech Park over at the university with Aller and McGuire over at the university. We're all kind of on the same boat and really trying to gear up our community toward bringing bigger businesses, towards making it more attractive to promote, retain, and attract those businesses in our community so that we can turn our community over and make it exactly what our Tucson business needs to move forward.
Stephanie, where can people find out more about Connect Coworking?
You can visit us on our website, connectcoworking.com. You can also find us on all of the social media avenues, or you can call me directly on my cell phone, 310-7803.
Okay, Stephanie, thank you very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. The technology series on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona through a world-class network providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
The UA College of Science presents this year's lecture series, The Evolving Brain, Monday evening starting January 27th through March 10th at UA Centennial Hall. Lectures are free and open to all. Now in its ninth year, the UA Science Lecture Series with its distinguished speakers gives opportunity to discover astonishing new insights about the evolution of the highly complex human brain. More at cos.arizona.edu.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now!
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready!
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support!
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business!
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook, or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just three and a half hours east of Tucson. Walk through life as it was in the 12th century at the world-famous Gila Cliff Dwellings just north of historic Silver City. Check out the Gila National Wilderness. Great place to do some hiking, and there are a lot of nice places to stay, including Little Toad Creek Inn and Spirit Canyon Lodge. You can find out more about Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, by visiting them on the web, southwestnewmexico.org. Well, the thick-billed parrot once lived in Arizona and New Mexico. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line is Chris Bureau, executive director of a small nonprofit organization dedicated to putting the birds back into place where they are now gone from. Chris joins us from near Portal, Arizona, in extreme eastern Arizona, where a previous release failed attempt was made with the thick-billed parrots in the 1980s and 1990s. Chris, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Chris, tell me, what's the bottom line? Will we ever see thick-billed parrots in the wild again in Arizona and New Mexico?
Well, I believe it's very possible. Our biggest challenge right now is getting past some of the regulatory hurdles in getting the permits and so forth. And then secondly, the biggest challenge beyond that is that there are very few of them left in captivity for us to work with.
How many were there at one time? I mean, and how long ago do you have to go back when they were in the wild here in plentiful form?
Well, if you go back, we recently went back and dug up all of the historical accounts of thick-billed parrot sightings and artifacts, and they were sighted in flocks of up to 1,500 birds in a single flock in the Chiricahua Mountains in the portal area as late as 1920 and in the 1880s in that time frame. And so they were all up and down Mexico, and so there were hundreds of thousands of them back then. And we've even found sightings of a goodly number of parrots being sighted in Provo, Utah, in the 1880s, and that would have been thick-billed parrots. There's no other bird that could be.
What is their habitat right now, Chris Bira? Where are they living in the wild?
There's about 1,700 to 2,000 of them remaining in Mexico, and that number continues to decline, what's considered a rapid decline for biologists, and that's mainly due to the fact that Mexico has less than 1% of its old-growth timber remaining, which is what they use for nesting and for food sources.
Chris, let me ask you, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, have they been a friend or foe in this battle to reintroduce the thick-billed parrot?
Well, for me personally and our organization, they've been more foe than friend. Their position has been they have no plans to reintroduce thick-billed parrots into Arizona or New Mexico, and therefore they're not going to allow us to do it. We're trying to get solid science in front of them to say that's maybe not the best solution, because if we maintain the plan of action that we're on now, their number is going to continue to decline, because it's pretty difficult to suddenly reestablish old growth timber as would be required to help the birds in the wild. So we're pretty much assured that their numbers in the wild are going to continue to decline. So we argue that it's better for the birds to set up what's referred to as experimental non-essential populations in other suitable habitat. And by designating them experimental non-essential species that way, or a flock or a group of birds, they wind up getting threatened status instead of endangered status, which releases or softens some of the regulatory requirements, making it more easy to work with and help them.
What happened in the 1980s and 90s? Was there an attempt to try to release some of these birds in the wild?
Yeah, there was a biologist by the name of Noel Snyder and his wife Helen Snyder, also a biologist, and Arizona Game and Fish and U.S. Fish and Wildlife contacted them and asked them to release, help put thick-billed parrots back into Arizona, into the Chiricahuas. It's my understanding that they had a number of confiscated birds to work with. They also then expanded that by trying to get birds from pet owners that had thick-billed parrots at the time. And so they put a program together where they built some cages, and they tried to teach the animals how to eat local foods and teach them to be predator savvy. And then they turned them loose, and within a few weeks, many of them were eaten by hawks. And ultimately, I think they lost about 40 birds out of the roughly 100 that they had to work with. And eventually, they pulled the rest back in and canceled the project.
How big a deal is bird watching tourism in your area there, Chris Spiro?
It's huge. It's actually, this area is known for the wide variety of birds that come through this area, and there are tours that people do here and so forth. It's a pretty big issue in this area.
Are you in the area of the Blue Mountain? I think they're called the Blues, right? The Blue Mountains of Arizona?
We're next to what's called the Chiricahua Mountains. And so, you see, thick-billed parrots can fly up to 250 miles a day. And the reason for that is because they live off of pine, the pine seeds or pinyon pine or white pine, some of these different type of pine cones and the seeds that are in them. And those pine forests grow up in the mountains towards the top of the mountains rather than down in the valleys and so forth. So they would fly between mountain ranges to what are called islands of the sky to go find food sources.
What happened to them here? Did they just, their habitat was destroyed? Is that what happened or what?
No, actually, when you go through and read some of the accounts of the sightings in the 1920s and before this, basically white people moved into the area and shot them out of existence. The accounts report white people would shoot them in 25 to 100 at a time. And if you have a flock of 1,500 birds, it doesn't take very long and there aren't very many left.
Mm. Where can people find out more? Go to your website?
Yes, absolutely. You can go to ArizonaParrot.com. That will take you directly to a map, an interactive map that shows the sightings and the artifacts, and it also shows you a link to the actual sources themselves. You can actually read the accounts yourself and see that, you know, our interpretation of the data. And if you want to differ with that interpretation, you're welcome to, but you can see that yourself. That will give you information about thick-bill parrots on the website, about what we're trying to do and how to get a hold of us. And, of course, if you're interested, how to help support us.
Chris Spiro, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Chris Spiro is the executive director of a small nonprofit organization that is dedicated to putting the thick-billed parrot back into Arizona and New Mexico. Chris Spiro, we thank him for being with us on the Buckmaster Show. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan, for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs, all of our in-studio guests, enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water with us while we're here in studio. Coming up tomorrow morning, the local talk continues. Chris and Joe with the Wake Up Tucson show, and then Christy Simone's new program called The Daily Double, now in its second week here from 8 to 9 in the morning on KVOI. We'll be back, Rose Brandt and myself, Bill Buckmaster with you. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.